Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. My name is Lynette. Today, we're going to talk about bullying and basically children that are bullied at school. I know we all know school-aged children, but do we really know how they're feeling? Bullying is a very interesting thing. But the very good news is, and I want children to understand this, life has a way of doing a flip-flop. The bully today is the underdog tomorrow. And the person that got bullied usually turns out to be the successful one. I don't know, maybe bullies have some sort of sixth sense that they can tell who's going to succeed and be successful. And maybe that's why they don't like them. That's why they pick on them, because they don't have that ability within them. And I became very, very clear on this. I went to my first class reunion, and it was very interesting and very noticeable that the people that were, quote, the popular ones, were basically the underdogs. It's like they had their glory day way back when. And the ones that weren't so popular became the very successful ones. And I think it's because the ones that kind of either stayed to themselves or studied hard became confident, secure individuals, knowledgeable individuals. And the others, as I said, they were so focused on the wrong things, the mob mentality, that it didn't serve them well. The problem is, though, young children don't understand what opportunities are out there. I know, as an adult, even when I'm exposed to new opportunities or find out what's out there or I start really looking into things, I am amazed. I think in my little world, I know everything that's out there, and there is so much more. And I think it's so important in some way to let the kids know that there is so much out there for them to achieve, for them to work forward to. Because the mob mentality is a very interesting thing. Even as an adult, there's a sitcom that I love to watch. And I had my friend over, and she was saying, oh, I don't like that. And she was giving me all her reasons. And now I notice whenever I turn it on, I think of her, and I don't like it as much either. And I am an adult. I know better. But what she was saying, the negativity that she was spewing about the show to me, I guess I took it in. And as I said, so if adults get bullied or are around someone with the mob mentality, can you imagine what the children are taking in? But I do think it's so important for them to know what's out there. And they're in school for a reason. They're working hard to be an individual. And that the universe does pay back the ones that are blocking the others from trying to achieve, trying to be the best they can be. I want to share one more story with you, and that is the importance of finding friendship. I realize it is important to have someone that you can vent with, particularly someone your own age. But thinking that it needs to be the popular person is a very big mistake. In finding someone that is like you, that is a good person, that you can relate things to, is what matters. When I was in junior high school, I became friends with this girl, and she ended up being a lifelong friend, which I didn't expect. At that time, she was pretty much like me. We were both kind of lost. We were new to the school. There was a party, and her and I were not invited to it. So I spent the night at her house. We bought snacks and laughed and talked all night. Did not give the party a second thought. It's another big mistake among children that you need to be friends with the most popular or the person that has some parties, whatever. That is not true. That is not what gives you the peace and happiness. Having a person that you can count on, a confidant, That's where the peace and the happiness lies. And that's where lifelong friendships and laughter come into play. There is so much opportunity out there, and it's unfortunate that probably no children really realize what doors can be open out there. And if they can somehow brought it to their attention of the opportunities, and it takes focus, concentration, ability, that they can be anything they want to be. Give them something to look forward to, something to work toward. And that the children that are the popular ones or the bullies, that does nothing for their future. In fact, if anything, it hinders them. Life has a way of flip-flopping. I know even me as an adult, when I am exposed to new things or new doors open or I find out about something that I didn't even know existed, I'm amazed because I think within myself that I know pretty much about everything. Well, it's amazing how much I don't know. And it's exciting if you look at life in that way, learning about the new things and new opportunities. And I hope for these kids that they are exposed to see some of the opportunities that are out there to give them a spark in life, something to look forward to, something to work forward to. And the popularity and the bullying and all that, that plays no role in the future. It's funny how there is such a thing as a mob mentality. And I think, wow, if it can happen to me, think about those young, innocent minds. I think it's important to share with them to keep them excited about the future, about the academics, about finding people that are good people, not the popular ones, not the bullies, just good people. And those are the ones to be friends with. And those are the ones that are going to go far. And those are the ones you'll have opportunity with. And that's the way you work toward being your best self. And when you're your best self, the sky is the limit. You can be and do whatever you want to do. And I hope that the story about my class reunion will resonate with so many children. Because it really happened. It was really true. And I really did notice it. And it was before there was even a lot of talk about bullying. I noticed that the ones that weren't that popular, kind of like underdogs at school, were the ones that were shining today, that had the good careers. And the ones that were so focused on being popular and mean girls, basically, were the ones that didn't do quite so well. And nowadays, I think that has a lot to do with it, because how you are when you're younger is you're developing who you are. You're developing how to treat people. You're developing how to get along with people. Employers know that. And now with the social media, what you do today could haunt you in the future. And so I think it's important to learn at a young age to treat people, all people, with respect and dignity. Because as you're developing, as you're younger, and you think people aren't as good as you are, you end up being an adult who has that same attitude, unless you tweak it or learn. And the truth is, we kind of learn the hard way about certain things, and I don't wish that on anybody, but it starts at school age. So if your children are being bullied, I hope you will share some of this with them. And if your children are bullies, I would suggest teaching them how to treat people, all people, for their sake and for the sake of others. With that being said, I thank you for listening. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.